Today from the Ohio Newsroom, remembering Ohio's Appalachian Trail hiking grandma. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. When Emma Gatewood was 67 years old, she hiked the Appalachian Trail from Georgia to Maine. She didn't have a tent, but instead used a shower curtain to keep herself dry. When she completed the hike, she became the first woman to solo thru-hike the trail, and she went on to do it two more times. Grandma Gatewood died in 1973. She's buried in Gallia County in southeast Ohio, where she was born. Now, more than 50 years later, there's an effort to memorialize her gravesite. Paul Maxwell owns the Ohio Valley Memory Gardens Cemetery, and he's with me now. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Hi, Erin. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. So tell us more about Grandma Gatewood. Who was she, and what prompted her to hike the Appalachian Trail at 67 years old?
Emma, affectionately known as Grandma Gatewood, began the thought of doing this when she read a National Geographic magazine article. And as she read this and saw that there appeared to be ample shelters along the way and camping spots within a day's walk, it was something that really called to her. You know, her first attempt was in 1954, and she started in Maine. And within just a few weeks, she had broken her glasses and had been off course for several days. And when park rangers from Maine found her, they basically told her they thought that she should go home. This was 2,000 miles. And, you know, she packed up her stuff at that time, went back home. But undeterred by that failure, she came home, she regrouped. And in 1955, she set out determined to start again. And on May the 3rd, 1955, you know, a 67-year-old grandmother from Ohio set out determined to be the first woman to walk the entire Appalachian Trail from start to finish in a single season. By the end of her journey in 1955, from Mount Oglethorpe, Georgia to Mount Katahdin, Maine, Emma Gatewood really became a national celebrity. And I can only imagine that when she got to Katahdin, that those same park rangers that had met her were kind of greeting her like a national hero.
Wow. Well, Grandma Gatewood is now buried in your cemetery in Gallia County. So how are you planning to memorialize her?
Well, you know, as time went on, when not hardly a week going by without somebody coming to visit her, when she told her daughters in the book I read where it said, "When I'm dead and gone," she told her daughters, Lucy and Louise, in a tone that they say was certain and not at all arrogant, that they're going to erect monuments to me. Well, you know, that's exactly what we want to do. We proposed a life-size bronze statue with amazing detail to be put at her gravesite. And we're going to attempt to put a second one along the Appalachian Trail, and it's going to kind of look like she's out walking the trail and taking one step up the mountain to another spot higher up the mountain.
Of all people, why do you think Grandma Gatewood is worthy of this recognition?
Well, you know, to be the first woman to have did what she did and to have been a 67 years old to go out and do this 2,000 miles when nobody had ever done it, no woman had ever done this. She is just such an amazing inspiration to people. You know, when you read her story and you hear what she endured in her personal life and what she overcame, everyone from backpackers, hikers, climbers, and outdoor enthusiasts, this is an amazing woman whose support should just cross all boundaries in a time in our country when we're tearing down statues to people. Who could be a better person to build one to than an amazing woman whose story should just never be forgotten?
That was Paul Maxwell, owner of the cemetery in Gallia County where hiker Grandma Gatewood is buried. Paul, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Erin.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.